I want to speak to the MP for East Londonderry, Gregory Campbell. Gregory, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
This idea of tourism actually benefiting from the showing of the secret, do you think that would be a plus?
Well, I can see either side of the argument here, but I think we have to proceed with extreme sensitivity here. Because obviously local councils and councillors, etc., will be looking to get any sort of angle to try and increase the footfall and the passenger throughput in terms of the tourist amenities and that sort of thing. And that's good. Everybody should try and do that. But when you get to a situation like this, where there is still very, very raw, extremely sensitive feelings in the wider community, not just with the immediate family, which is obviously the primary concern, but even in the wider community, I think you have to tread exceptionally cautiously.
People are very interested in anything, however, that appears on television, especially on national TV. I've a neighbour who is an architect, and he was on one of the first series of Grand Designs. And when his house was featured, you couldn't get down our road for about 3 days. Queues and queues of cars just wanting to stand and look at his house. Now, people have an interest in the story, The Secret, albeit a macabre interest. But they would go and stand outside Howell's house. They would say that's where he lived. They'd want to point out that that's where he was from or where Hazel Stewart was from. It's in our DNA to be as nosy as that, isn't it?
It is, and you know, the whole celebrity culture has just exploded in the past 10 or 15 years, where people now increasingly have, either on social media or mainstream media, if they see something that is of interest or captures their attention and has some sort of sensationalist value, they want to relate to it and they want to see it. And you know, that unfortunately it's very difficult to roll back on that. But at every occasion, we've got to remember that there are individual families and personalities involved and it's not a case of this happened 50 years ago or 100 years ago and, you know, somebody's remains have been dug up. This is something that is quite raw right now. And therefore, I do think we've got to bear in mind that there are children, there are families, there are people involved who are feeling very, very raw about the whole scenario. And of course, you know, one of the people, in fact, several of them are still in prison at the moment in relation to that. So people will have very strong views and opinions on a local basis about this. So it is a very, very difficult thing to reconcile. Yes, the media attention. Yes, people have an interest. But we've got to bear in mind there are real families and personalities still hurting.
So whenever we're thinking about what might be a tourist attraction, Game of Thrones, absolutely, it's fiction. But anything to do with trauma, whether it be these murders or troubles-related trauma, you think we should steer away from it?
I think we should proceed very, very cautiously. And the way I look at these things is, let us say there was a sensationalist issue around some of your family or some of my family. Would we want people to be queuing up to have a look at this if there was something in relation to my cousin or your brother or your grandfather or somebody who was very personal to you, was well known in the local community, and you would say, well, now, you know, this is taking media intrusion to a level that is not really acceptable. So I think we do have to proceed very, very cautiously.
Okay, Gregory Campbell, MP for East Londonderry, thank you.